Our CARICOM neighbor Antigua has been hard hit by Tropical Storm Philly.
Approximately 35% of households and businesses in Antigua remain without electricity when the Antigua Public Utilities Authority ended restoration work late Tuesday night, I should say. At about 9 p.m., the utility company said it had fully restored electricity to 65% of its distribution system. Work, it said, will resume this morning in hopes to restore the remaining homes and businesses with power. They were not able to give estimated timelines for reconnection last night. The Twin Island Nation suffered a near island-wide blackout due to the passage of Tropical Storm Philip Monday night. Meanwhile, there is no word yet whether the Sir Leicester Byrd Medical Center will resume the provision of its medical services today after a number of them were suspended again due to Philip's passing. Official confirmation has come from the Ministry of Education that schools across Antigua and Barbuda will reopen today following the passage of Tropical Storm Philip. Education Director Clay Brown told our newsroom yesterday afternoon that at the time of speaking, he had received no reports of any major problems at any school, which should bode well for the recommencement of learning today. Brown acknowledged, though, that the absence of a report does not mean that all schools are in order and assured that schools with specific issues will be addressed as such. Meanwhile, government offices and banks, which were also ordered closed Tuesday due to the threat posed by Philip, are expected to reopen for regular services today. The Antigua Yacht Club Marina has advised its members, patrons, and the sailing community that essential services, including diesel, water, electricity, and dockage, remain fully operational despite a fire that destroyed facilities and services within its main complex. In a press statement, Sean Falcone, a representative of the marina, said the company is, quote, deeply devastated by the fires that occurred, and their thoughts are with the affected business owners and their employees during this difficult time. In spite of it, the marina said it is committed to providing uninterrupted services to its visitors and guests in Falmouth Harbour. A new location for its office has already been set in motion to ensure seamless communication and assistance for all customers.
The blaze adjacent to the yacht club destroyed Skullduggery Cafe, Cloggies and Seabreeze restaurants, the marina offices, Dockside Liquor, Turtles Dive Shop, a fish shop, a gym, and more. It is also said to have left dozens of people out of work. Meanwhile, firefighters who battled the flames for hours have been commended for their efforts.
The wind was very strong and blowing from multiple directions. So, as they were fighting the fire in one direction, the wind would change and force the fire to force them to fight from another direction. So, the winds associated with Tropical Storm Philip was a factor in fighting the fire.
But the wind was such that it was gusting so badly, it very quickly got out of control. When Absar were finally cooled down, we've got a fire pump that we can take a suction from the sea. And the fire service was having problems getting water. They were having to go up to Jenny's for the hydrant. So we were able to give them our pump, and with one of their hoses and one of our hoses, we managed to get some water on the fire. But by then, we were damping down. The damage was done.
In a brief social media post, Prime Minister Gaston Brown also acknowledged the impact of the blaze, noting that at least 100 jobs were lost as a result, and pledged to assist the business and property owners to rebuild.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.